bleed red.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah. I should have learned how to say what I was going to say in French, but I didn't know what I was going to say, so I couldn't.
So you mean, oh, I should have learned French.
I did like 3 years of French, I think. And I don't remember any of it.
Yeah. Well, I did 5 years of French, 3 years of German. And by the time I finished school, I had nothing, no words, no skill in any either of them.
I guess when you don't need to know, you just forget it. Like, I don't know, I forgot. what film are we doing today, Thomas?
We're doing chocolate,
yeah.
I knew as soon as I said it like that, you were going to say it exactly like that.
Fucking hell, yeah. What did you think?
I thought it was great. I really liked it.
I didn't.
Did you not?
And I've seen it before and I've loved it, which is why I recommended it. Watching it a second time, I was like, oh, this is stupid. just bits of it. I was just like, oh, this is a bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or like, I think whereas before the like quaint charm of it and the kind of whimsy of it, I found quite beguiling. Now I was just like, oh, God.
Fuck off with your quaint whimsy. Jesus.
Yeah. Fuck off, Binoche, and your fucking Venus nipples. But yeah, I was just a bit like, okay. It was good still, but it just wasn't as good as I remember it being, which I found disappointing because I was really quite looking forward to enjoying it all over again.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it once a long time ago and didn't really think all that much of it, and I couldn't remember. I could hardly remember any of it at all. And I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
But yeah, fucking hell. That's enough of our opinions. Now let's make funny. He said, not knowing if any comedy was going to come out of his mouth at all.
Yes, quite.
I sound like the voiceover in this film. Maybe that'll be my new thing. I just start narrating my life, just saying it out loud as if no one else can hear me.
Just buying stuff in the corner shop. He despondently handed the change to the cashier.
Oh, I'm talking to someone and I'm like, oh yeah, oh my god, no, wow, that's crazy. Gifton said it was crazy, but in truth he thought it was utterly uninteresting and he couldn't wait to get away.
Gifton's patience for feigning interest with this person was waning by the second.
And they're like, what?
He's like, wait, you could hear that?
I don't know what you're talking about, Gifton lied. And oh my god, I want to do this so bad. That might be my new thing.
Yeah, me too. It'd be so good if you could do stuff like that just without consequence.
Oh my god. Anyway, fucking hell, people in this French village. They're on their way to church.
Yes, l'église.
Is that church in French?
Yes.
I feel like it should be something else, I don't know, something a bit more on the nose.
Le church.
But with an E at the end.
Yeah, le church.
Yeah, the old guy, they're fucking bustling into church, all grabbing their bag of church coins and their church bread and
their church hats.
What?
I said their church hats.
Oh, I thought you said something funny.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. I thought you said something funny.
Oh my god. But yeah, they all fucking roll in like tumbleweeds. And they sit at the back and the pastor starts their speech.
Yes.
He's talking about Len. He's like, oh, Len.
Len,
it's when we borrow things to people.
Yes, like that woman snatching that thing out of that handbag. Good lending, my good woman.
Anyway, fucking hell, outside, like along the shoreline.
A clever north wind was blowing in.
Yes. And what was it carrying on its gusty waves?
Some little red riding hoods.
Yeah, Juliette Binoche and her daughter.
Yeah, Bosch.
Yeah, I can't remember Juliette's name in this. What is it?
Vianne.
Vianne?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to call her Juliet.
I was referring to her as Bosch throughout this whole film, throughout all my notes. Just because Binoche is a great name. And
it is a great name. Does it mean anything?
Not as far as I know.
Maybe it means...
I'd be noshing you off.
Yes, her and her daughter arrive in their fucking little red travelling cloaks. They go to a local dilapidated shop and they kick in the door.
And say, Dench!
Yeah, she pisses on the fucking black and white linoleum. She's like, this is my place now.
This is how I open my chocolate shops.
Yeah.
They call me Bosch.
James Bosch. Anyway, she runs upstairs to where M is laying in a puddle of her own sick. They're like, oh, excuse me, what? And M's like, what?
Ah, 007.
Yeah. You got more breasts than the last time I saw you, but okay. And she's like, oh, I'm here about the patisserie. And then she's like,
yeah, about the what?
You know, I'm trying to say it all French, like, you know, patisserie. She's like, that's not how you say it. I mean, how do you say it? She's like, you say patisserie. And she's like, oh, okay.
You say pastry shop.
Greg's. I'm here about Greg's. Anyway, so fucking what's her name's like, you're gonna be renting the patisserie? She's like, I am gonna be renting the patisserie, but it's not gonna be a patisserie. And Julie Dench's like, okay. Anyway, and then she fucking backflips downstairs and starts cleaning up.
She sure does. And then we get our introduction to Le Comte de Renault.
Yeah, I just was calling him the mayor because I couldn't figure out what his name was. And I was like, even though I had the subtitles on as well. So I was like, the mayor of Townsville. Do you remember the mayor from Townsville in the Powerpuff Girls? And he had like a tiny little like floating hat above his head.
No.
And he had like monocle and a mustache. And he would talk like this. Powerpuff Girls like that.
I thought you were doing Christopher Walken the first time you went, the mayor?
No, you'd be like, the mayor of Townsville?
It's in my ass.
Anyway, yeah, fucking the mayor arrives and he's like, welcome, mayor. Welcome to our idyllic village. She's like, oh, thank you for having me, I guess. I mean, he's like, how brazen of you to open a patisserie during Lent. She's like, oh, it's not going to be that. It's going to be a chocolate shop. And he's like,
Anyway, I'd like to invite you to come to my church. And she says, no. I'm a hussy and a delinquent and I shan't.
Yes. My child is a bastard. He's like, oh.
Get here, bastard. Show him your bastard face.
And the mayor is very unhappy about this. He fucking frowns so hard, his mustache turns into a goatee, and he storms out the shop. And he goes back to his office, and we get the voiceover, I think, right? Which I think is Binoche.
Quite possibly.
I know, it's a Nook. It's a grown-up a Nook. She's like, the mayor went back to his office and he's offered some jam and bread, but he put a photo of his wife in front of the jam and bread. He's like, no jam and bread today.
just wife pictures.
Yeah, if I put my wife in front of the jam and then I squeeze the jam through the holes in the frame, it'd look like she's menstruating and it'll be like she's here with me right now instead of across the fucking continent in Italy fucking some poet. And then he screams and runs around the office.
Just gobbles up all the bread and jam.
And he's like, fuck, I've broken Lent on day one. And then fucking Trinity from The Matrix is his secretaire.
Yes, secretaire. Very nice. Yeah, and she clearly, you know, admires him.
Yeah, she admires him as much as she loves the sheen on those typewriter keys.
Mm.
She's like, And every time she gets a smudge on one, she has to just sit on it until it's clean again.
She's got one of those, like, oven self-cleaner buttons. She just sits on stuff and presses it.
Yeah, and her mum is Judi Dench, and I can't remember how we find this out, but I did write it in this moment, so I must have known. Maybe she just pops her head into the mayor's office and is like, by the way, my mum is Judi Dench. And she's like, don't come near my typewriter. Anyway, fucking hell. Yeah, the town is gossiping about fucking, what's it called?
About Bosch's shop.
Yeah, because it's a, what's it called?
A chocolaterie.
I can't do like the roll of the R in the back of the throat. Mm. Well, that sounded like a vocal exercise then, didn't it?
Yeah, the roll of the R in the back of the throat.
Yeah, she's hung a sign outside saying chocolaterie. What's it? Has she given it a name? Because it says like chocolaterie above the top, and then it says something on the bottom.
Maya, M-I-Y-A. M-A-Y-A, yeah. Because it's after the, because when we get the little backstory, the story about her parents, it's the people are the Maya, as in the Mayans.
Ah, I see. She should have named the shop Brown Shit.
Brown Shit. Bosch's Brown Shit.
Oh my god, that is the best name ever. But yeah, fucking hell. And then like Judi Dench comes in, she's like all like huffy and puffy about something.
Yeah, she fucking loves the hot chocolate though.
Yeah, because what's her name, Bernard, she's like, oh, have this. She's like, I won't have anything. And she's like, but you have to, it's in the script.
Yeah. She's like, I don't care what's in the script. Like, I got this far by reading scripts.
So she gives us some hot chocolate and puts some chili powder in it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you're a crazy woman. But she's like, I fucking live on the edge. And she pulls out one of her teeth and
puts that, like, in the hot chocolate.
Yeah. Adds a little kick to it, did it? Yeah, and Dench is like besotted with the hot chocolate. She fucking drinks that down so quick.
Yeah, she fucking loves it. And is this where she tells us a little? Yeah, she opens up about her daughter and how she's like cut her off from seeing her grandson and everything.
Yeah, it's like oh. And then like, oh, this might have happened out of order, but it doesn't really matter. But she meets like the woman who buys chocolate for her husband. Or she comes in and then Binoche is like, I can tell her what you need to reawaken the passion in your life. And she gives her some little like cinnamon, like chocolate niblet things. And the woman fucking...
little niblets.
Yeah. And the woman goes home and like drops them on the table and her husband eats them. And her husband fucking gets well randy and takes her out the back passage while she's cleaning the toilet.
Yeah.
And it's as romantic as it sounds. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, like, Trinity comes in with her little boy to say hello or something. He says, you're going to come and join us at church. And she's like, no, I'm not fucking... I don't believe in your tomfoolery.
Yes.
And then she offers the boy some, like, chocolate or something. And then Trinity's like, no, it's Lent.
Excellent.
And she's like, she's like, no, you have to pay for it. She's like, oh, that's not what I mean, you crazy foreigner, you.
Nah,
I'm not foreign, I'm from France. She's like, but I thought you were a traveling wind person.
Yes, I thought you were from wind.
She's like, how are you ascertaining this? She's like, you said it in your voiceover. She's like, I didn't realize that.
I know you've been doing voiceovers again.
You and that fucking kangaroo. Anyway, more like she meets more townspeople. And
yeah.
Has like a little charming meet and greet with her. And they shake her hand and take a photo.
Yeah.
Get signed bag of chocolate.
Old crazy woman who steals a box.
Yeah. What's her name? Josephine.
Yeah, Josephine.
Yeah, like which on my subtitles had no P in her name, so it was like Josephine. And I was like, huh, that's a typo.
Yes, I believe it was.
And all this while, the mayor is to everyone he comes across, like, do you approve this?
Yes.
Some woman opening a chocolaterie during Lent, and the devil comes in many forms. Sometimes he comes as a goat, sometimes he comes as a demon thing, sometimes he comes as a bar of dairy milk. And the priest is like, but I like Elvis music. He's like, sometimes the devil comes as Elvis. And he's like, damn it.
Sometimes the devil comes as Elvis. He likes to put on the costume.
And he masturbates in that toilet bowl and he goes, what is Elvis? I was going to say honking ho, but that's not what Elvis says.
Yeah,
it wasn't that like, the Elvis accent. What does he say?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's it! Why? So yeah, just the other way around. If honking ho was said in a mirror, that's how that's what it'd be.
You've got all the pieces of the joke there, just put them together.
Yeah, well, while fucking Anouk and her little invisible kangaroo is getting in trouble at school. I don't remember why, though. I guess she's just been, I don't know, killing her classmates.
Yeah, probably. It was Pantouf.
This child has had his head stapled to the window. Like, it was Pantouf. He has opposable thumbs.
You give him a staple, he's gonna staple.
I'm sorry, that really tickled me. Okay. Like a picture of the kangaroo on the staple. Oh my god, that was great. Whoa, anyway, fucking hell. Yeah,
Bosch goes to the local
cafe.
Pub, whatever.
Where fucking Mr. I'm in every film where there's a French villain is working.
I thought I'd seen him before. I couldn't place it.
That's because he's been in everything. Always him or the guy from Ocean's 13 or 12. She goes to the cafe and she's like, is your wife here? And he's like, no.
I want to give her a box of chocolate.
Oh, I wanted to give her a taste of my box.
She left her box in my chocolate shop.
And she goes and finds her in the back. In the back, Josephine's in the back, crying into a bucket. And Binoche is like, oh, you forgot your chocolates.
Yeah. Ooh, this is awkward. Sorry to interrupt. No, please carry on.
Yes. Please cry in your bucket. I will look out the window and try and hand you the box of chocolates without seeing you. It might be difficult, but I shall try. And Josephine's like, just give me the fucking chocolate. She's like, oh, sorry. So she gives it to her, and then she's like, Josephine's like, sorry, my husband is a wretch or whatever. And Binoche, she's like, no worry.
Don't worry about it, yeah.
And then the husband, I think his name's like Rene or something.
Serge,
that's it. Sorry. Do you know, I've even written his name at some point in this, but I don't know where. Anyway, Serge calls out to Josephine and she spits the chocolate back into her hand and shoves it in Binoche's mouth. It's like, you pretend that you ate it.
And then kissed me, which is why I find myself like
kiss me and suck all the chocolate from between the grooves of my teeth so there's nothing left behind. And so when he comes in... but yeah, she's like, I'd want to be your friend, Josephine. And Josephine's like, no, I have no friends. That's kind of, that ends that little tryst, I guess.
Yeah, that's and the then, end of that.
Yeah. And then fucking Binoche hears that the mayor has been like telling people not to come to her shop. Who does she hear that from? Is it the little boy, the grandson?
It's both. So Josephine tells her during their little dialogue. And then, yeah, she tries to commission the boy to do a painting for her.
She's like, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls. And he's like,
I only know French girls.
Yes. Yeah, because she wants to commission the boy to do a portrait in her shop. And the boy's like, I can't come to your shop. And she's like, what if I give
I'm
you...
afraid I cannot come to your shop.
Not even for 50 francs. And he's like, oh, oui, oui. She's like, good. And then, yeah, but he says, oh, everyone's talking about you. The mayor says you are the devil.
The mayor says you are the devil.
Yeah, he says that your labia are forked like a serpent's tongue. Oh, God. So
I'm trying to visualize how that would even work.
If anyone is good at art out there, yeah. Try and visualize that and send it in. Oh god, but yeah, she storms into the mayor's office and she's like, why do you hate me? And he's like,
quoi?
Yeah, sorry, what? Well, I don't speak French. Can I interest you in a typewriter? But yeah, look, you can see your face in it. But yeah, I don't remember what he says, but I think he just says like, it's my job to protect this town people from sin and the lure of cacao and all of its devilry. However, so she's like, oh fuck. So yeah, she goes back to her shop and then fucking Josephine comes fucking crashing into the shop later that night.
Yeah, has a little scene about how upset and oppressed she is, and then yeah. She gives her a mirror. She's like, this is for you, and it's the mirror she took from the bag in like the opening church scene.
Okay, that makes sense now. I did think it was weird that she gave her that.
Yeah, and Binoche looks down at it and like she knows that she stole it. Because she says, like, I don't steal things, like, not really, or like, I don't mean to, or something.
Yeah. I don't steal things apart from when I do.
Here, look at this mirror I stole.
Yeah. It's fine. I don't kill strange, battered women.
What?
Either. Then Josephine turns and runs to the door and it's locked itself. And Vinoche is like, no, no, no. And just gently lowers the blind at the front window.
Let's play a little game.
But yeah, fucking Josephine like leaves her husband basically. She's like, I can't do it anymore, he's beat me for the last time, blah blah blah. And Binoche is like, oh, you can stay here with me and work in my chocolate shop. Selling my wares will alleviate all of your sadness and bring you much joy, because that's what capitalism does.
Yes, just you wait. In the next scene, you'll get to dip my nipples in chocolate. They're actually called something nipples, aren't they?
Venus nipples.
Venus nipples.
Yeah.
Penis nipples.
Why they got to be called Venus nipples? Why not, like, Sandra nipples? Or Stacy nipples? There we go. Stacy nipples sounds like a porn star name, doesn't it? But yeah, the mayor comes and like checks on Josephine and is like, blah, 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 give her back. And then what's her name is like, I'm not harboring a fugitive. And then he's like, she's a fugitive from her vows that she made to her husband under the eyes of God. And then so Binoche brings out Josephine and shows her like bruises to the mayor. And she's like, is this the eyes of God? He's like, no, that's a bruise. She's like, you know what I'm saying.
It sort of looks like an eye though, doesn't it? Yeah, it's like, oh, yes, I see what you mean.
What if I stick a pair of googly eyes on it?
Do you think I could fit, you know, one of those that pairs of glasses with the false nose and moustache?
What if I do that and put a kazoo in her mouth?
Then will you go back to your husband?
But yeah, she like he's like, oh, très, très désolé, madame. I will fix your husband and make him good again. I'll make him as brand new as a typewriter. And yes. Then he storms out.
I'm going to go My Fair Lady on his ass.
Yes, the rod in spawn falls manly on the plan. But yeah, he goes and finds Serge and he fucking makes him take like a Jesus classes and learn how to eat soup good and all this stuff.
Yeah, Serge eats soup good.
Well done, Serge. That was a complete sentence, almost. Next, we'll move on to the typewriter. But yeah, and then not long after this, fucking Johnny Depp shows up on his little, like, ship. Anouk comes like, running into the chocolate shop and she's like, Mama, pirates! And Juliette Binoche's like, quoi? And she follows Anouk down to the lake, pond, river, swimming pool. And there's fucking...
La piscine.
There's little... J'adore la piscine. I don't, as you all know.
So, je déteste la piscine.
I want that on a fucking t-shirt.
If you ever go to France, you have to wear it all the time, just in case.
Just in case, like a handsome gentleman caller tries to sneak up behind me and push me into the pool.
Yeah, or invites you for a day at the resort.
Yes, I'd be like, I just take off my jacket and he's like, oh, pardon. But yeah, Juliette Binoche follows Anouk and what's her little fucking imaginary friend's name? Puff Flu or... Poo-poo. Darfur. What's his name?
Anton Dubec.
Gérard Depardieu. <Yeah. laughs>
It's Pantouf.
Pantouf, that's it. Does that mean anything?
I don't think so.
But yeah, they get to the riverbank and see all these, like, ships of... Are they meant to be like gypsies?
I assume so.
Yeah, they are. They're like a nomadic Irishman. Mm. So yeah. And then she goes and speaks to Johnny Depp, who I gotta say I'm not really into Johnny Depp, but he does look very good in this film. I was like,
yeah.
In this moment in time, I can totally see it. So I was like, all right,
because I can see it in quite a lot of moments in Johnny Depp.
I can see why other people do, but I've never sort of thought it myself. Mm. But in this film I did, I was like, yeah, all right. I would partake. But he's like, oh, Julia Binoche, yeah. You know if you're proud.
Like, what if it isn't Juliette Binoche?
Look in your little kangaroo friend. But yeah, he's like, oh, Julietta, if you talk to us, then you're going to lose all your friends in the town. And she's like, ah, but what if I don't want friends in the town?
In the town.
I was like, everyone wants friends in the town.
Yeah. You're telling me you don't have any friends in the town? Get away from me.
Yeah, who will you invite over to play Connect Four? And yeah, so they have like a little back and forth and he shows her a bucket and she puts her hand in.
Yeah, she buys one of his really crappy looking little things.
Yeah, oh, they bring you good luck. Me and Ma used to sell these on the side of the road. They're all covered in tinfoil. But yeah, and Juliet fucking goes back and she's all like, timbers are all a quiver.
Yeah, her loins are getting all chocolatey.
Oh, God. I don't know this, like, penchant you have for saying the most rank thing possible each time we record. Like, is, you reach new heights.
I never know. Well, I never know when you're going to react like that, because it never seems like that big of a thing.
No, I love it, but it's awful. It's awful, but keep on doing it. Said Julian. Anyway, fucking hell. That night, Serge gets drunk and shows up at the chocolate shop to get Josephine back.
Yes, he's all suited and booted. Oh, wait, is this after he's got all suited and booted and she tells him to fuck off?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. He does go back to try and get her back. And he's like, I'm a different man now. I have hair gel. And she's like, no, Serge.
Look out, my cravat.
Look, I have a typewriter. She's like, no, Serge. And she shuts the door on him. But she takes his flowers, though. And I was like, good on you.
Mm. And then later that night. He proves that he hasn't changed at all.
No, he fucking shows up. And he proper, like, storms his way upstairs, tries to grab her.
Yeah, this scene was pretty scary.
I was amazed that they, like, played it off as, like, a comic bit at the end of this scene. Because I was like, there's nothing remote. Even, like, nervous laughter you might get after like the release.
I thought it was odd that they burst into laughter at the end of it.
Yeah, because like he attacks Juliette Binoche and then Josephine hits him over the head with a skillet because he said that you can't even like work a skillet or whatever.
Mm.
And she's like, tell me again, I can't work a skillet. And Juliette's like, he can't, he's dead. And they're like, oh. And then they break his body up and put it into a suitcase and then throw it into the river.
Yeah. And then the next...
And Johnny Depp's like, oh, why do you throw it in the river there? And they're like, I came back from holiday. I had not unpacked. And I thought, if I have not unpacked by now, I never will. So I decided to throw them into the river so that the goddess of the river, goddess Julian Lassange, would bring me good fortune.
It'll leak his wikis all over me.
No, I don't know what happens to Serge. I think they just like throw him into the town square because the next day,
yeah, the count finds him.
Yeah, Judi Dench is having a hot chocolate in a chocolate shop. She's sat on a stool and she's playing with herself, and someone's gonna need a mop. She's like, oh, there's juice in this old pear yet.
Oh, that's our Dench.
Oh, Dench, you made my floral sticky.
Oh, you sticky old pear.
That was not me. It was the trickle. This is a sweet shop. No, we just sell chocolate. She's like, oh, this works in other candy establishments. I am sorry. But yeah, the boy, let's call him Pierre, is like drawing her and stuff and having cake, and then Trinity shows up.
Yeah, Trinity crashes the Dench sesh.
Yeah, in bullet time. It's like,
yeah, 1 minute, 1 second the boy's there, and then the next he's gone.
Yeah, and she's like, what's the thing that Trinity says in that film?
Dodge this.
That's it. Yeah. She fucking, she throws a typewriter at Judi Dench and says, dodge this. But yeah, she's like, come on, Pierre. We need to go. And then Judi Dench, she's like, oh, but
I have diabetes.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking Trinity's like, did she fucking tell you what's wrong with her? And Binoche's like, no. And she's like, show them, Judi Dench. She lifts up her skirt and just puts her fanny on the table. It's like, no, not that thing.
How dare you feed her chocolate in her condition? Don't you know what it'll do to her?
Yes. I don't know, what does chocolate do to her fanny? It doesn't do anything, but if it was going to do something, what would it do? But yeah, and then Trinity takes her side and disappears in a puff of smoke, and Binoche is like, why didn't you tell me, Judi Dench? But yeah, Johnny Depp shows up. He's like, oh, you got a broken window. Oh,
let me see to your back door.
Yeah, let me repair it with my special brand of Irish glue. And she's like, ew.
Get out. Go with him, man.
This is why no one likes you. No, he's like, I can fix your window. And she's like, oh, but I insist on paying you. And he's like, well, that makes the two of us. And I was like, that was such a weird exchange. I want Benoit to turn to him and go, but all I have to pay you is bits of plastic and a screw. And he's like, do you mean like a metal screw or like a, oh, behind the bike shed screw? And she's like, whichever one will get my window fixed faster. And he's like, how about both? And then he gives her an Irish goodbye. She turns around and back and he's gone. And she's like, ah, it's true what they say. But yeah, fucking hell. Judi Dench says to Benoit, I want you to throw me a birthday party.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Benoit's like, but why? She's like, just, I need this.
Indeed, I've never been to a party, Bosch.
Yes, I've never had a cake. I know I've got diabetes, but I've never had a cake. And Benoit's like, but no one will come if they know it's a party that I'm doing. She's like, we won't tell anyone. And they're like, oh, okay. So they send invitations to everyone they want to attend, which is like the five people that we've seen come in a shop in this film.
Yeah, there's not that. I expected the party to be a bit more of a thing. She's like, oh, the townspeople would never turn up. And she's like, oh, we don't need to tell them who's throwing the party. There's like six people there.
Yeah, and like, if this is the whole village, how is your fucking shop staying in any kind of business?
Yeah.
You can't just sell to the same six people unless you're also selling crack out the back.
Yeah.
But yeah, she does have a dinner party and they all show up. It's in like the back garden of Judi Dench's place, right?
Dench's house, I think, yeah.
Yeah. And it's all nice and it looks like if I was going to have an outdoor party, I'd want it to look exactly like this, I think. I thought it was really like nice looking.
Yeah, it looks nice. They're all a bit nervous that Depp's there.
Yeah, because he shows up carrying a fucking turkey. Yeah. And they're like,
oh, fucking Alice Depp with a turkey.
Oh my God. This is before he ruins his career by getting rich by doing crap fucking Pirates of the Caribbean films. Anyway, yeah, he shows up with his turkey and a jar of chocolate. Or a gravy boat of chocolate. And they're just putting chocolate on everything. And I was like, I don't hate this, but
I wondered if that was what they were doing, and I concluded that it surely is just gravy.
I can't see why they would make such a like a meal of the camera work if it was.
It's a nice turn of phrase.
So yeah, I feel like, and it was very thick, and you wouldn't put gravy that thick. I like gravy that thick because then it stays on the plate if you have to eat it on like an uneven surface. It's a very particular surface. But yeah, like a normal dinner party, you wouldn't serve gravy that thick. So I think it was like a special like dinner chocolate that she, because it might not have had a lot of sugar in it, say. So maybe like it kind of complemented the tastes.
Yeah, maybe
better than you can imagine.
Yeah.
And also, like, yeah, it just, there was too much, like, lingering on it.
Well, this is it. It was the camera lingering that made me think, is that chocolate? And I was like, no, that's fucking batshit if that's chocolate.
I mean, the film's called Chocolat. She is a chocolatress. Yeah. And I think she would put chocolate on anything.
Yeah, I guess so.
She probably put it on Johnny Depp's turgid penis later that night.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sorry, I can't forget you unless it is covered in chocolate. And he's like, okay. And she's like, but it's very hot. And he's like, so is my penis. And she's like, oh, are you crazy cat?
How thick is it? My penis or the chocolate?
One might cancel out the other. Anyway, fucking hell. They go down. They say, now it's time for dessert. And then Julius like, but we're going to have it down on Mr. Johnny Depp's ship. And everyone's like, Murr. And Judy Dench's like, if anyone's got any fucking problems, they can come see me about it. So they go down to Johnny Depp's boat and they have a good fucking like bow of the Titanic kind of jig fest.
Yeah.
Where everyone's playing their little like Irish drums and other instruments from Ireland.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can think of. Oh, tin flute. There we go. Whatever the chorus play, they're playing that.
Yeah, the guitar.
Yeah. They're singing. So yeah, and then fucking the mayor and Serge show up on the riverbank and like, oh, and the mayor's like, sir, something must be done. Something must be done.
And then they do something. They interrupt Depp and Bosch banging on a boat.
Yeah, that I liked that scene though, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Because Depp's like, how does a nook feel about travelling all the term? And she's like, oh, she loves it, blah, blah, blah. And then she
takes the beat, she gives the same answer that she gave earlier in the film when she was asked that.
Ah, really?
Yeah, and that, which sounds, because, you know, her voice goes all high and she's like, oh, yeah, like, you know, she's fine. And like, you can tell that she's like, And then she goes to give that exact answer again, but then like kind of breaks and it's just like, no, she hates it.
Okay. So, yeah, they bang on the boat and then fucking Serge pours petrol all over the other boats and sets him on fire. Yeah, and Josephine wakes up and she's like, oh, I can smell croissant. And then she's oh no.
The boat is on fire.
No, they've been left in the oven too long. And then she's like warns everyone and everyone's like, oh, fuck fire. So they're throwing water over the boats and the boats are getting more fiery. And then she thinks her nook is on the boat and she tries to swim to the boat. And Johnny Depp's like, fuck it. She was a bitch anyway. We can start a new family. And then Juliet's like, all right. And then they swim back to the riverbank, but then the nook's safe. And she's like, fuck.
Yeah. Johnny Depp's like, damn.
Damn.
I really hoped she was on that boat.
I really hoped that she was going to do an Irish good boy. But yeah, I think it's like during this, but Pierre has taken Judy back to her house.
Oh, yeah. She leaves before the fire starts.
Yeah, before the good stuff happens.
Mm. And before the prodigy show up.
Yeah. Can you imagine that'd be the best party ever, except Keith Flint's dead now, so it'd never happen. So, yeah, like, and then Pierre, like, finds Judy Dench dead in her chair, which I thought was all... When I've seen this film before, I thought it was, like, the next morning, but it must be the same night. Because the scene after it cuts to Juliet in bed, like, that night. So I was like, oh, she died very quick then. She literally must have, like, sat down, died. Pierre come back in with her tea and was like, oh.
Dench?
Oh, Grandma, you're fucking dead. He's like, this may be my only chance to know what vintage pussy looks like. Oh, she's not dead. Sorry, Grandma.
I just wanted to inspect your bruises.
Yes, it's your diabetes playing tricks on you, no? yeah, and Binoche, like, that night is sort of thinking, I need to leave town. I can't stay here with all these people being cunts.
Yes, the clever north wind has started blowing her skirts about.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, baby. But yeah, she has an urn with her mother's ashes in that talks to her.
Yes.
It's like, you need to leave town, Juliet. And she's like, but I don't want to, but I must. Because I can't remember why. And then the urn's like, because they tried to burn you with fire. And she's like, oh yes, they tried to kill me in a nook with fire. And that's why I must go. So she grabs a nook and the nook's like, I don't want to fucking go.
Yeah. Fuck you, Bosch.
Yeah, and then she grabs her mother's urn of ashes and throws it down the stairs. And he's like, eh, there's your fucking mother. No, they fucking struggle on the stairs and Juliet, like, her suitcase busts open and the urn falls out. And she's like, oh, no. Ashes in my mouth. Ashes in my vagine. Ashes in the chocolat. And then they go into the kitchen. And I didn't understand, like, the segue to this bit in the kitchen where everyone was there cooking shit. Because I was like, why?
Because there's a festival coming up. Josephine asks her if, like, in a scene or so ago, like, or at the start of this scene, are we gonna get started preparing chocolate for the festival on Sunday or for some party that she's having on Sunday? And then that's when she realizes that she says that as part of the scene where Josephine realizes that she's packing up and leaving.
Ah, I forgot about that bit.
And so you think that Josephine's going to, like, despair and go back, but instead she kind of rallies the town around her and they start preparing.
Okay, that, yeah, I forgot about that bit with Josephine. Yeah, and fucking Trinity's there and she's suddenly forgiven Binoche for everything. Because there's been like a funeral, that's it, there's been a funeral before this where Judi Dench got buried, obviously. And then the priest is like, oh, even though her fucking love for chocolate is what led her to an early grave. And then that's what sort of guilts Juliet into thinking I've got to go. So yeah, they're making shit. And the mayor looks out the window and sees Trinity going back into the shop. And is like, no, now she's got Trinity and her typewriter. I can stand for this no longer.
Yeah, then like Serge comes to see him to be all like, oh, I did a bad thing.
I did a bad thing. I pissed in a canal. And he's like, that's not so bad. He's like, I also set fire to all those boats. And he's like, oh, no, Serge.
That is very you should have maybe started with that one.
Yes, you should have led with the hitter. So yeah, he tells Serge to go away and never return.
Yeah, he banishes him.
Just like Scar in Lion King.
Yeah.
To Simba. But for more valid reasons this time. So yeah, he sees Trinity in the chocolate shop. And he goes to the church and he's like, Mother Superior or nun statue or Virgin Mary, whoever you are, what should I do? And then he's like, I know what I should do. And he gets a knife. And I honestly thought like, oh my God, he's going to kill her. Which I kind of wish that's like the direction it had gone in, but it would have been out of nowhere, so I understand.
Yeah, well, I thought, is he going to stab someone with that? Because that looks like the bluntest knife in the fucking world. I think it was like a letter opener or something.
But yeah, he breaks into the shop and he starts attacking the chocolate, and my sort of like phobia of seeing cakes destroyed did like kick in at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, he's fucking destroying this chocolate statue of the Venus de Milo or whatever it's called. And then he gets a bit in his mouth, didn't he?
Oh, he gets a bit in his mouth, didn't he, eh?
And he's like, what's the song he can sing at that moment? I believe in miracles. Is that one?
Is that because that's by the band Hot Chocolate?
Yeah. How did I know I needed you so badly?
Enters a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, he dislocates his jaw and swallows it all like a python swallows.
Yeah, just swallows buffalo. The whole like table with the display and everything.
And in the morning, Juliet Binoche brings in some Alka-Seltzer because he must have a bad tummy. The priest sees him in the window and then he goes in and alerts Juliet. And she gives him Alka-Seltzer.
Mm.
And then the mayor is like, I did not finish making the notes on the sermon you give today, priest man.
Yeah.
He's like, I think I'll manage. And so he gives a lovely little Easter Sunday sermon that is like, goodness should not be measured by what we don't do, by what we deny ourselves, by what we exclude.
But what we do
by
do.
What we embrace. Yeah, what we do do. And no one laughs. He's like, fuck.
He just continues going,
Anyway, two Irishmen walk into a pub and then Sergei burned down their boats. it gives quite a nice sermon. I did like it. And then they all go outside and eat chocolate and dance with the festivities of Easter Sunday, which include fire eaters for some reason.
Yeah, who arrived out of nowhere. Suddenly the town's transfer. Everyone's been like harbouring these secret like hobbies.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all a bit like weird, but then it's like then we get fucking the voiceover saying, oh, the mayor finally decided to accept that his wife was never coming back, but it still took him another 6 months to ask out Trinity. And I was like, oh, that's nice that they end up together.
Yeah.
Then he gives a little wry smile to Binoche across the courtyard.
Yeah, he's chill now.
Yeah, that's what chocolate does.
Chills you out.
Yeah. Unless you're allergic.
Or diabetic.
Yeah, in which case, death is imminent.
Chills you out way too far.
Yeah. The ultimate chill out. And then Binoche... one day gets another call from the north wind.
North wind rings her up. Says, yeah. Oi, what are you still doing there?
And then she throws her mum's ashes out the window, the little bit she has left, because she's like, no, go bother someone else.
No.
Yeah. And then fucking Johnny Depp shows up again, doesn't he?
Johnny Depp comes back and he's all like, hey,
it's me, Mario. And she's like, oh. And he's like, wow, I didn't know I could do that with just my voice, but what a great new skill to have. But yeah, after she's finished up cleaning up her leakage, she runs over and gives him a hug. Because he's come back to check her window and her door.
Yes.
And Anouk, some stupid shit about we finally see the kangaroo she was talking to.
He doesn't have his legs all fixed. He doesn't have a broken leg anymore, so he hops off.
And then we get a close-up of the statue in the Tiananmen Square, and it smiles, and we zoom out.
Tiananmen Square.
And then I was like, the film's come to an end.
Ah, c'est fini.
So yeah, loads of chocolatey goodness in this.
Yeah.
This did make me just want to eat chocolate after this. I was like, oh, so much of it.
I'm really surprised that you didn't like it more. I think it might be, it's like a, I don't think it tops Carrie as my favourite film we've done, but it's a close second, I think.
I just don't know why it just didn't enchant me the way it used to.
Mm.
I don't know. I think I needed some higher stakes. I think I would have liked this more if it was set in, like, I don't know, like in Calais in fucking 1943 or something like that.
trying desperately to open a chocolate shop.
Yeah.
Among the explosions.
Johnny Depp's troop never even got to arrive. Fucking hell, yeah.
He turned up in a submarine.
I mean, they very probably gave him a ticket and put him on a train. Anyway, this is the end. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys go out and buy some posh chocolate.
Some Bosch chocolate.
Bosch chocolate. Imagine if Juliette Binoche, not having had an acting role in quite a while, decided to open, like, to, like, start her own brand, like, of chocolate, and it was all based around her character in this film. Oh, I can imagine the adverts now, and I would buy all of it.
Yeah, I reckon a studio probably owns the intellectual property, though.
That's true. She could just pretend to be that character, but not say she was that character, or mention anything about the film in the advert.
Yeah, but just give dude the same vibe, and everyone would just know.
Yeah, because you would just know.
Yeah.
Get fucking Judi Dench back from the dead. And then...
Wait, Judi Dench herself is still alive, right?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Get her back from the dead. Get Johnny Depp back from the dead.
Yeah, if I can get Josephine back from wherever she fucked off to. I saw her in one film after this.
Get Trinity back from The Matrix.
Yeah. Plug in a USB, if that helps. And then, yeah, just get everyone in the chocolate shop. And then the camera zooms out and Juliet comes to the door and she's like, now available on Amazon, a Binoche Nosh is called. Oh, and her, like, her Venus nipples are made from, like, moulds of her actual nipples.
Yeah, and she's got them out in the advert.
Yeah, but she's got, like, like a Venus nipples paste.
Yeah, like the chocolate, like coating, covering them. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, Binoche Nosh, now available at Amazon, just pulls her top down. And you're like, fucking hell, Ginny Binoche has got her tits out.
I better go buy some of her chocolate.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'd love it. So yeah, come back next week for more fucking thrilling tales from the crypt.
from the crypt.
I've been Gifton
and I've been Tom
and Binoche Nosh has been Binoche Nosh. Get your tits out.